Good evening.
Welcome to this year's service of Lessons and Carols. The brave and hardy few who braved the black ice to come here tonight. Glad you made it here safely. I must confess, I find this to be one of my favorite services of the year because of its simplicity. Lives tend to be busy and complex. We often, as Christians, look for new ways to share the same gospel, but tonight is one of the nights when we get out of the way and simply let the text and the story speak to us. And so, as we gather here tonight, let us join in a word of prayer together. Let us pray. O Lord, in this season of Advent, it is our joy to prepare ourselves to hear once more the message of the angels, to go even to Bethlehem and see the Son of God lying in a manger. Let us hear and heed in Holy Scripture the story of God's loving purpose from the time of our rebellion against him until the glorious redemption brought to us by his holy child Jesus. Let us look forward to the yearly remembrance of his birth with hymns and songs of praise. But first, this night, let us pray for the needs of the whole world, for peace and justice to flow over the earth, for the unity and mission of the church for which Jesus died, especially for his church here in Scotland, here in Kemnay. And because he particularly loves them, let us remember in his name the poor and the helpless, the cold, the hungry, and the oppressed, the sick and those who mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, as well as those who do not yet know and love the Lord Jesus Christ. This night also let us remember before God his pure and lowly mother, and that whole multitude which no one can number, whose hope was in the Word made flesh, and whom in Jesus we are one forevermore. And now to sum up all of these petitions, let us pray in the words which Christ himself has taught to us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The Almighty God bless us with his grace. Christ give us the joys of everlasting life. And to the fellowship of the citizens above, may the King of angels bring us all. Amen.
The first lesson is from Genesis 3, verses 8 to 15 and 17 to 19. God announces humanity's punishment for rebellion against God, and that the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. He said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, What is this that you have done? The woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate. The Lord God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
Thank you. We now sing our first carol together, The Race That in Long Darkness Pined.
The second lesson, Genesis 22, 15 to 18. God promises to Abraham that by his descendants, all the nations of the earth will obtain blessings. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in the offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
We now sing our second carol, O Come, Emmanuel.
Thank you. The third lesson is from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 and then 6 to 7. The prophet announces the birth of a king to a people in darkness. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
We now sing our next carol, Hail to the Lord's Anointed, and we'll remain seated for the remainder of the carols.
Fourth lesson, Micah 5, 2 to 5a. The king is coming and will usher in a reign of justice for the poor and peace for all God's creation. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, you who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace.
And now we sing together, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Lesson, Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 35, and then verse 38. The angel Gabriel announces to the Virgin Mary that she will give birth to God's Son, whose kingdom will never end. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you."
But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord, so it will be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
And now we sing our next carol, "Tell Out My Soul."
Sixth lesson, Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. Against a backdrop of emperors and taxes, Jesus is born. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths
and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Now we sing together, Once in Royal David's City.
Seventh lesson is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 16. The shepherds go to see the Saviour of the world and find him lying in a manger. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths, and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger.
We'll now sing our next carol, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly.
The eighth lesson is from Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. The wise men follow a star to find the child Jesus, the King of the Jews. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who is born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
We now sing together, We Three Kings.
Thank you.
The ninth lesson tonight comes to us from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world. The world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own. His own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of humanity, but born of God. And the Word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. And we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. We now sing our final carol together, and I think we ought to stand for this one, Silent Night, Holy Night. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness, to put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son Jesus came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both living and dead, we may rise to life immortal through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And may Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you and scatter the darkness from before your path. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon each of us and upon all who we love this night and forevermore.